guess you have to give some people credit for being creative when it comes to trick-or-treating, what they give out.
Do they? I mean, do we? I mean, personally, I just like a Snickers or a Butterfinger. Like, that's about as creative as I need it to be.
I know. When all the kids got back last night, they did the thing I love. They all sat in a huge circle, and they were laying out and making piles and then negotiating who wanted what from each other's piles.
Yeah, you got to dump out the candy, right? Take a valuation of what you've got.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was looking over, and I was like, in my family room, I'm like, there's some weird things that they were laying out. So I recorded my daughter Hayden. She's going to be 13 soon, believe it or not. And asking her about the strangest things that she got. And I apologize in advance because we're whispering because the baby was sleeping.
Okay.
So tell me about your trick-or-treating tonight. What did you get that was out of the ordinary?
One thing that I saw that my friends got that I passed up on was somebody was giving out apples.
Why did you pass that up?
I didn't really want an apple, and I took some of the candy instead.
So your friends chose the apple over the candy?
No, they chose both because it was one of those houses that left out a take one sign and had no camera.
I mean, you gotta be brave to leave out apples because... Uh-huh. An apple in certain neighborhoods left out in the tray would mean a broken window.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, at least apples up against your house. You're going to bust the siding.
But I was more concerned about the fact that they know to look for cameras when there's a sign that says take one.
Yeah.
Like, they're little criminals. That's what they've really become. And afterwards, I'm like, Hayden, if the sign says take one, you take one. You don't look to see if there's Ring cameras around the house. Like, what is that?
At the same time, just another good calling for Ring cameras, right? Savvy investment.
Then there was this.
What else did you get that was strange tonight?
There is a house giving out chicken bouillon.
I just want to say I think they copied me.
Yeah, you did that before.
One year I did that to punish the kids in my neighborhood because they stole all my candy like the second
when
I
When you left
out
the tray that
I
said take
out.
One.
Right, they didn't. One kid came, took the whole thing. So the next year I left out chicken bouillons. And then I'm like, you know what? That should be a thing. If you're angry at your neighborhood kids for stealing all your candy, you just leave chicken bouillons.
I mean, if it's shiny, people will grab it thinking it's something good.
There are a lot of these, too.
I got a lot of Christmas candy.
I knew this was going to happen.
What?
Because they put out the Halloween candy too early. So yesterday I had like this meltdown, even though I had legitimately 1,000 pieces of candy because we get so many trick-or-treaters.
You needed more candy.
Right. So I started going to all the stores. Nobody had anything, but they had all the Christmas candy out.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, I go, I bet you people are buying this Christmas candy right now because what are they going to give tonight? And sure enough, she had a whole bunch of it in her bag.
Reese's trees taste just like Reese's ghosts,
same
by the
thing,
way.
Same thing.
Same thing.
But then there was this.
And then the really, really weird thing that I got was...
I brought it in.
Let me see it. What do you mean?
I'm going to toss it to you.
It's an icy pop.
Yeah.
One of those tube icy pops.
Wait. There we go.
And, I mean, did they hand it to him frozen?
No.
You got to take it home to freeze it.
You know those long plastic tubes like you get in the summertime that you put
Welch's
in the freezer?
Tropics giant freeze pop.
But they're not frozen.
Yeah.
I go, this lady ran out. And she had nothing left. She went into her basement. And she certainly had like a bag of these left over from summertime. It was like, just give these to the kids.
Oh, man. You know, I mean, if I was an adult and they were handing out the ones that have the vodka in it, then that'd be one thing.
Different story.
Yeah, different story. Different story, different effect.
Hayden's like, what am I supposed to do with it? I'm like, freeze it and enjoy it tomorrow? I'm like, I don't know, I guess.